Mary had a little lamb.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Happening now, the U.S. Surgeon General is issuing a sobering new warning for the nation. This is Dr. Jerome Adams just moments ago.
I want America to understand, this week it's going to get bad, and we really need to come together as a nation. I heard the stories that you were just playing, young people out on beaches. We see here in D.C. that the district set up a cam for people to watch the cherry blossoms. You look on the cam, you see more people walking around than you see cherry blossoms. And this is how the spread is occurring. Everyone needs to be taking the right steps right now, and that means stay at home.
It's going to get bad this week, says the Surgeon General. There are now more than 34,000 coronavirus cases in the United States. More than 400 Americans have died. New York at this moment is the epicenter of the outbreak in this country, with roughly 5% of the world's total cases. President Trump is activating the National Guard in three of the hardest hit states, New York, California, and Washington State. The federal government is also sending medical supplies and directing FEMA to set up medical stations to increase the number of available beds. More than 100 million Americans are waking up this morning under stay-at-home orders. And overnight, there was this remarkable interview with the nation's top infectious disease doctor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who expressed frustration, it seemed, with the president's grasp of facts. He told Science Magazine, quote, "I can't jump in front of the microphone and push him down."
I can't jump in front of the microphone and push him down. Hello, everybody. How are you? How do you feel? Everybody feel okay? Do you feel okay or not okay? I need to know. I would like to know. We're okay. We're sort of okay. I mean, the way it is, I think everybody thinks they have it. and that we're all just convincing ourselves, oh yeah, I have it, but mine is very mild, is what we're talking to each other about anyway, here on the Randy Rhoads Show, you know, remote control version of the show. It's unbelievable. I want eggs. That's all I can say. I want, there are no eggs in my store, and I love my little white eggy weggies, and there are no eggs. It's where my gas station tried to sell me eggs, but they only had a case of eggs. So they told me to come back with my carton, my empty carton, and they would fill up my empty carton with 12 eggs from their case of eggs that they had. And I also felt very, very encouraged today because I scored some hand sanitizer also at the gas station. Now, here's a question. Why aren't we taking everybody's temperature? Seriously, you know, there are companies, I read about this one company, I don't know how legit it is, I can't tell you, it was in the Miami Herald, but I'd heard about them before. I wrote to them, I asked them if they would send me what they have so that I could give it away to you. I haven't heard back yet, but I just wrote them maybe 2-3 hours ago. They're called Kinza. I don't really want to say that out loud, Kinza, because then you'll overwhelm them. But what they actually have is a thermometer that is internet connected. And so you can, with their app, check your temperature all day long. But more importantly, it will provide a central location with the information about people who are running temperatures all over this country. And then you could deduce that people are running temperatures near you and that you... Oh, my God. But hell no. Oh, no. Donald Trump, no. You know what Donald Trump just said? You know what he said about an hour ago? He's very tired of us isolating. He's tired of the whole social distancing thing. You know, he understands that the Senate tried to pass a $500 billion, half a trillion dollar slush fund yesterday. A half a trillion dollars in a slush fund. What does that mean? That means that Steve Mnuchin, the guy who likes to handle all the money as it comes off of the printer and it's hot and moist, with his wife wearing gloves, which was a precursor of things to come, I guess. Remember that picture of the two of them holding the money? So what the Senate wanted to do is give him the ability to assign $500 billion to various businesses with no oversight from Congress, and you know, no, there was no requirement, seriously, that these companies who take this stimulus money, there was no requirement that they retain their employees while their employees shelter in place, while their employees stay home. There was no requirement that they do that. Also, there was no requirement for them not to use the money for their own stock buybacks. That, my friends, is a slush fund. And 47-47, so that was the vote, and it failed to get the 60 needed votes to go to the next stage. They tried again today. Again, they failed to advance the coronavirus aid bill. Now, let me tell you what they're talking about giving us, okay? They're talking about giving each and every adult a $1,200 one-time payment, $500 additional for children, okay? And when I say every American, I mean those who don't make $75,000 or more. It completely phases out if you make $99,000 or more, so you don't get anything. You get nothing. But for if you made over $75,000, then for every hundred, you do the math, for every $100 over $75,000, you would lose $5. I'm serious. This was their solution. Let me show you what Denmark has decided to do, okay? This week, the Danish government told private companies that they would pay 75% of all their employees' salaries to avoid mass layoffs. So that it would be like everybody got to go home, everybody got to shelter in place, everybody got to wait this out, wait the 14 weeks or whatever, you know, the health professionals recommend we do for however long we do, right? And that everybody gets 75% of all their salaries paid by their employer, and the Danish government would pay that. It would cost them, now don't tell me, oh, it's a small country. Let's look at the percentage. It would cost them 13% of their national economy. It would cost them 13% of all GDP in Denmark, and it would last for 3 months, for 3 months. So if it's $2.5 trillion in stimulus over 13 weeks paid to workers. Paid to workers. So basically what Denmark has chosen to do is freeze their economy. Freeze it. Put it in the freezer. And then when this thing is over, defrost it. And everybody would be preserved. Everybody would be exactly the way they were prior to. Ready to go back to work, no layoffs, no having to rehire people, no having to do interviews, right? The same exact workers that you had, you bring them back unmolested, right? So their salaries at 75% would be about $3,288 per month to guarantee them about $52,400 a year. That those payments would go for 13 weeks, and they said if they needed another month, they would extend it. So they would pay for safety. They would pay for people not to work. They would pay people not to be fired. They would, are you doing that? Oh, that's weird. Interesting. So it would just be a pause in going to work, but not really a pause in their economy, you see. By the way, in Denmark, unemployment benefits last for 2 years, and people who are on unemployment for more than 2 years in Denmark now, they would get extensions of their benefits. They would freeze their entire economy in place. And the cost to them, again, is 13% of their GDP, about $2.5 trillion. And they're happy to do it.